Well, hello, 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 and welcome to Sisters You Have Value podcast. I'm your host, Kim Tolliver, and I'm super excited to be here with you today. Happy Friday, happy Friday. This podcast was created for women because we believe in the power of sisterhood and unity, and we strive to build a community where women can share their passions, learn from each other's experiences, and support each other on their journey. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode. If you are a new listener, thank you so much for tuning in, and we pray you will come back for more. Give us a like, share, and follow, and tell a friend. If you are a returning listener, thank you so much for being on this awesome journey with us, and we pray you continue as well. All right, grab your coffee, tea, drink. You know the drill, and let's get into it. Let's get into it. So I've been MIA last Friday. For those that doesn't know, I had hand surgery. I had trigger finger. I think I shot too many people. No, but I had trigger finger, this symptom that you have, and your hand gets locked up on you and stuck, blah, blah, blah. And so I had to have surgery to have that tendon taken care of. And so I didn't have use, and it was actually my dominant hand, so I couldn't do anything for the last couple of weeks. And today, actually, Friday, earlier today, I had an appointment at 1 o'clock where I had to go and have the stitches removed. So everything went well, but it was a journey. It got infected and I was in a lot of pain and just experienced so many other things. And right after that, I had to have a phlegmoidoscopy, you know, the endoscopy at the top. I had to have a colonoscopy at the bottom. And then, you know, another time, just recently, my heel, I have Achilles tendonitis. Now, you know, I'm on a crutch. So, you know, I've been dealing with some things. I've been in some storms, which brings me to today, talking about storms and weathering life's storms. And, you know, you go for one thing, and while you're out, you have two, three other things that happened to you. When I had my endoscopy done, I had this flap that was in my throat, and the lady, oh, well, we'll see if we missed something. No, you didn't miss anything. It happened as a result of them putting that tube down my throat. So I said, what's going on with me now was not there prior to. So, you know, I thought about storms, and I just thought about, man, the go through. And here I am today, I'm on crutches again. So this journey we call life, you know, everybody, oh, when you're over 50, you know, challenges are inevitable, whether you 5, 10, 15, or 50. Challenges are inevitable. So it's all in the power of resilience is how we deal with the weathering of these storms in life. So we call them unexpected setbacks. We got obstacles that you got to cross. And we all face those moments, y'all, that's going to test our resolve. And you know, for the best of us, we call it testing our gangster. So, but it's in those moments that resilience emerges. And that's our greatest ally. And it empowers us, y'all, to rise above adversity. And we'll be out and we come out stronger than before. But we also have to remember, too, even in life's storms, you know, the Bible says the rain falls on the just and the unjust. But in this life, the Bible says you'll have those trials and tribulations, some more than others, and some that we just really don't want to go through. Because I can tell you, when it's a medical issue, medically, I've been through a storm here these last couple of weeks, and I hadn't even been able to go to work for 2 weeks. I've been sitting at home for 2 weeks. And sometimes when you think it's something so minuscule as a hand, how much, you know, we're many members in one body as far as Christ is concerned. But when you have everything that goes hand in hand, no pun intended, but this little hand is a major necessity for everything, especially when you're right dominant. So it bring a storm in and of itself. So when you think about pain, that's one thing. But when I use my right hand so for everything, there are some people who can do, you know, those that are ambidextrous, that right and left. Like my grandson, he's actually, I don't know if he's more left dominant, But he writes with his right, but he pitches. He's a pitcher. He play basketball. He's a sports. Everything is with his left, but he writes with his right. But anyway, I say all that to say I am not. And so it's been a struggle when you have to try to do everything with your left hand and those personal things that we're not accustomed to doing with our left hand. And so, and you gotta understand, man, it's a journey. I've been through some storms these last couple of weeks, but God is able. And when you think of that, even in terms of life's storms, you know, when we think of that, we know life is full of storms. One of the things about resilience is it's more than bouncing back from those difficulties. It's about navigating through this thing with grace and with fortitude. So I want to tell you, for those that are going through storms, it may not be medical like me. It may be a heartbreak. It may be your love of a lost one, grieving, some storms, you know, the loss of a job, or we didn't get the promotion. Something didn't go the way we thought it was. That relationship, that friendship that you had for so long, and then it came into some storms. It's okay as well, because even in that, God allows these things. Because out of the storms, you know, people don't understand that. It's through the storms that make us better. It's in the storms that we actually make it make sense, right? You see clearer in the storm. Even when it's raining and the wind, but when everything shakes back, the clarity is so much better. We can't see our way out of it while we're in the storm. You can't see which way. Sometimes you got to pull the car over and put your flashes on. But on the other side of that, it's a whole different ballgame. So Isaiah 44:6 talks about what we do when we're facing storms in life. So that's another thing. If you just read that, and like I said, life is full of storms, and every spring, you know, you got summer, you got winter. Each time of year is filled with something. And so I just want people to be encouraged, you know, because for me, like I said, this week has drawn me to today. This week has drawn me through, and actually waking up this morning on ice has drawn me to, let me talk about some storms. And there are three kinds of, there's a lot of storms, but, you know, I said mine was medical. Some people go through spiritual storms in life. And we have those, and again, it's to grow us, to make us better, to draw us closer. But one thing we all have to know, y'all, in the storm, we know that all things, Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. So sometimes it's hard to understand how God could cause all things, good or bad, to work out in our favor. Because again, like I said, in the storm, we can't see. But because we've been called according to his purpose, we know that he promises that they will. So even when we can't see it, even when it doesn't seem like he's moving, we can always have confidence in God's ability to use the storm clouds overhead to bring good news and to bring good things about in our lives. So the good will come, you know. Every year, y'all know it's a tornado or something that destroys a city or neighborhood. We are dealing with Hurricane Beryl right now. And the lady, I love the way certain people, you know, the accents are. And she said every team, and not to disparage what she had going on, but she said everything is gone. Anything that you could look is gone. And so we look at the storms, and I'm looking at the storm of my hand, but then there are those that are dealing with Beryl now, who has a storm of a whole house, or a loss, family members, people that could have been killed in the storm. And so you don't minimize yours, but we also pray for others even in their storm and even in what somebody else is going through. So, you know, if it gets hard, if it get down, always know that it's always somebody better, you know, how they say, worse off than you. You know, we don't look at it that way. My daughter is coming home today because she had a loss in her family. Her aunt passed, and that's another storm, you know, and so her family on her dad's side is experiencing a storm right now. They have a loss right now. So in everything, in every situation, but we know God is our hiding place and he's that shelter from the storm. He's our refuge in difficult times. I come to tell you that he's the one we always run to for protection when life gets too much. David knew well when he needed a hiding place from Saul, you know. But my thing is trying to just bring us comfort, knowing that God will calm the storm. That even when we can't see it, you know, where I work, we have sirens, you know, the tornado sirens, you know, the early warning system that we use in 12 different places for them to alert you when there's a storm coming your way. And they're really loud, loud, loud. And see, that's how life is. Life is loud. When we're in chaos, when we're in something, everything is so loud, letting us know there's a storm, we're in a storm. So there are so many ways you can liken your life to the sirens, to the storms. But I always know that there's always only one that we can run to that will certainly hide us from that storm. And that's the comfort that, again, I have in knowing that these last few weeks have been challenging. And the funny part, somebody will call about my hand and then something else has happened. They'll call about my procedure. And I have this flap thing in my throat, feeling like there's just something stuck in my throat, in the middle of my throat. And then y'all give me an appointment in August. Make that make sense. But, you know, so it's just one of those things that be encouraged, women, be encouraged, you know, as a mother. You know, when you got storms in life and you're working 1, 2, 3 jobs, or when you were married and your husband come home and he says he doesn't love you anymore, you don't want to be married anymore, you got divorce storms. Your car, you go out to get in the car to go to work and you go to start the car, now you got car storms because the car won't start. There are so many things that we can attribute to a storm. Metaphorically, you know, they're not always tornadoes and hurricanes and things like that. But again, it's always what they say, you're either in a storm, coming out of a storm, or going in a storm. Either way, it's something, you know, we're always in something. But no matter, you know, we still know that God is good and we can trust him in the storm. So, I wanted to tell y'all this story that it was called Cultivating Mental Resilience at Any Age. So embarking on a heartfelt journey, a psychologist pens a letter to his younger self, sharing ageless strategies to develop mental toughness. Ever wondered how to face life's challenges with grace? So he said, let's dive into uncovered these 3 life-changing habits. So he penned to himself, he said, life in all its unpredictable glory can often surprise us in ways we least expect. Sometimes they are sweet serenades and other times they are the storms that jolt our very foundation. And we all know full well, if we've lived long enough, we've had some storms that has jolted our very foundation. He said, let me take you on a journey back to a small town in the Midwest. Jamie, a spirited young girl of just 17, was the embodiment of an ambition and zest. And with dreams larger than the vast plains she grew up around, she envisioned a life far from the simplicity of her roots. Bright and popular in school, she had plans to study in a big city, perhaps travel the world. However, life's capricious nature decided to intervene one fateful evening as she was driving back from a friend's house. An unexpected hailstorm hit. Struggling to navigate through the pelting ice and reduced visibility, her car skidded and crashed into a tree, and it left her paralyzed from the waist down. The dreams she had of wandering the cities, exploring foreign lands, seemed to shatter in that instant. The following months were a blur from the hospital bed. Therapy sessions, an endless stream of sympathy from those around her. The vibrant and determined Jamie was replaced by a version of her that was buried in sadness, anger, and hopelessness. Imagine if young Jamie had come across a letter, much like the one I'm penning right now. a guide to navigating the unpredictable waters of life, a beacon that shed light on the importance of mental resilience. Perhaps Jamie's journey to acceptance and healing could have been a tad bit smoother. And so the ancient Stoic philosopher Seneca wisely said, we are more often frightened than hurt. We suffer more from imagination than reality. I believe that more of the things that we fear doesn't come. You know, maybe we fear 80 to 90% of things in life, maybe 5 or 6% ever happen. But if she had been equipped, you know, with the tools to handle life's twists and turns, she might have realized that while on that journey, it was physical journey was altered, but her dreams didn't have to be. So I say all that to say, no matter what life brings, no matter what go on, everything that we have, everything that we go through, even in the storms, the battlefield is always in the mind. So it's always in how we handle the storms. The doctor, both doctors asked today, well, what happened? Nothing. I got up, you know, I got up and just hit my foot to the floor to go walking, and I'm limping. And I didn't hit anything. I didn't bump anything. I didn't do anything wrong. You know, sometimes we move wrong. We turn wrong. It didn't happen that way. For me, it was just, hey, so that's why even with the little things, we never know how it's going to turn out. We never know what life is going to bring us. We never know what life is going to deal us. So I want all y'all to be encouraged today, women. When you're there, you know, you got a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old and you're looking, it's like, Lord, how am I going to make it when they're about to cut the lights off and you got to get an extension or something like that, or it didn't turn out right. Be encouraged. God is still there. He's still in control. He's a healer and he is in control of all things. Nothing catches him by surprise. He knows the end from the beginning. And so I think if we all knew, there's a lot of ways we... Baby, there's a lot of detours I probably would have taken, which is why we know God knows best and he's sovereign, because he knows that it all works together for good. Look at Joseph, 15 years before those things happened or came to pass, he had to go to prison, you know, before he came, when he told his brothers about his dreams. But boy, did he hit some storms, and they were jealous of him and sold him into slavery. So just know people will be jealous of you along the way. Some people will hate the things you do. That's why we call them dream killers. You never tell people about your dreams. And never tell them about your storms either. Because some people they're not in there with you on your storms. Oh, some people are happy you're in that storm. Some people are glad for your storm. But they got to remember the rain. Oh, that rain falls on the just and the unjust. So don't be too happy when you're encountering somebody else's storm and you're glad they're in it. Because you will not always be in that storm. You will not always be at this place that you are in life right now. The sun will shine again. Tomorrow will come. And even if it doesn't, you know, God heals us either way. Either way, the storm is going to do one. It's going to pass, but it is how you handle the storm and who you trust. And if your trust is in Jesus, you know, whom we should always have our trust in, you don't have to worry about the storm anyway. You don't have to worry about what it does to us anyway, because God is going to always see us through. God is going to always do his part. God is going to always take us through the storm. God is going to always show us where we need to be in the middle of that. So, but when it happens, I can tell you some comforting facts that you should know about rough weather. So I'll give you those and leave those with you about some rough weather when we're going through the storm. Rough weather doesn't last forever. 2 Corinthians 4:17-18 says, are light afflictions, which is but for a moment. The things which are seen are temporal. Rough weather will try to wear you down, but don't let it wear you out. Acts 27:20 says, and when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. Rough weather can cause you to lose your sense of direction. Again, sometimes that storm gets so bad you don't know which way to go, so we have to pull over sometimes. But Hebrews 12:1-2 says, let us lay aside every weight, encumbrance, and the sin that so easily beset us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus. Rough weather can bring you an overwhelming sense of failure. Your attitude about rough weather, though, can either make you or break you. Proverbs 23:7 said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So it's all in how you look at the storm. I could have like, Lord, what is going on? You know, people always say, it happened in threes, here go my hand. Then here come my throat. Now here come my leg, Lord, you know, and it's like, whoa. But let me encourage you to strengthen yourself and don't let the enemy steal the word out of your heart, y'all. No matter what you're facing now, God is able to see you to the other side victoriously. I know he will do it. He's done it for me more than one time. He'll do it again. So all I do is look back and remember what he's done before and where he's brought me from. So, but one thing I have learned when I experience storms of life, the things that I found that's so important to remember is defeat always comes from looking back. Distractions come from looking around. Discouragement comes from looking down. But deliverance comes from looking up. God is on your side and will enable you to be victorious in and through your storm. So whether you're in it or out it or going through it, God is still able to do a seed exceedingly abundantly above all we can ever ask or seek. But do what you can to do today. Do things that make you happy. Positive self-talk. And see these obstacles as opportunities. Each setback is a chance to shine. So, and that's why I say for me, it was like, Lord, I'm telling you though, I was like, what is going on though? Don't get it twisted. I was like, what is going on? And why, you know, is this, what happened? I put my leg on ice this morning. Didn't even want to get out of the bed, but I was like, okay, Lord. But I have some amazing doctors. I thank God for, you know, and I went for different things for each one and they, what happened? And each one, you know, they'll help, they assisted me. But the other thing, y'all, regardless of what you're in, before I get off track, accept the circumstances. How do we weather life storms? We're going to accept the circumstances. It's natural when things go wrong to wallow in self-pity and wish things were different. We question the fairness of life, like me, like, man, this, why this, you know, but that's okay, you know. But while it's not wrong, the gap between the way you want things to be and the way they really are creates that tension. So be careful how you do that, you know. Number two, you need to anchor yourself. You want all the stability you can get when everything around you is heaving, when everything around you is just feels like it's about to come in. You got to be able to anchor that storm. You got to be, Lord, you got to pay. You got to anchor. Don't build that house on sand, because you know that sand gonna, hey, on solid rock, whatever it takes. But you got to move forward even gently in the storm. Okay, put that car, start driving 5 miles an hour, drive 10 miles an hour, I don't care, but drive. Just don't stop. And even if you stop, keep going. Don't keep the flashes on forever. Keep going. Avoid negative and pessimistic and critical people. Again, you got to set some boundaries and know who your friends are even in the storms. Again, some people love that you're in a storm. But then there are times in these storms where you have to ask for help. I needed help being taken to the doctor. I needed help, you know, on both my procedures. But, hey, it's just what it is. We will all need somebody, you know, in this life. But stay the course. If I say nothing else, y'all, stay the course when things get rough. Don't give up. Don't give in. And even when you don't think it's worth it, it is. It's easy to stop trying, But if you give in, you're going to miss out on what God has for you. You're going to miss out on much of the adventures of life. You were born to live, and this is a part of living. Vincent van Gogh said, the fishermen know that the sea is dangerous and the storm is terrible, but they have never found these dangers sufficient reason for remaining ashore. Yet they go out there anyway and they fish. Storms don't last forever, y'all. Weather it till it pass. Sunny skies will come again, and you'll appreciate the good times all the more. And when your next storm comes, you'll be better skilled and able to help not just yourself, but others as well. Vivian Green said, life isn't about waiting for the storms to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain. So you run through the rain, you know, live life on your terms, you know, and do it well. And just don't even look at it any other kind of way, save, okay, Lord, you know, you just got to do it. And that's where I'm at. I just have to do it. And I have to believe God. And I believe that he's in control. And I believe that he's working that thing out for my good. And I believe that he's going to keep me in the midst of it. So for me, I just keep pushing and pressing. And I hope you guys can keep pushing and pressing too. Because I said, all of the things that I've gone through these last couple of weeks, you know, and it's so minuscule, so minute, you know, when you're looking in terms of greater loss, when you're looking in terms of something else. But never minimize what you have going on in your life, or never think yourself like, man, I shouldn't be. You feel the way you feel. Do, hey, however you feel, let it be. Because life, man, this thing we live, we are just doing life, you know. Some are doing life in jail. Some of us are just doing life, you know. And sometimes it's in the doing. And that's where the storms happen, in the doing. So just praise him in it. Bless him in the storms, you know. Thank God for the storms. Or thank God for him being with you in the storms. Whether he get us out of the storm or not, you know. Just learning how to cultivate it and practice compassion in the difficult times. That's the hold of it. That's just how we're going to do it. And so, again, I hope everybody is well. I pray God that you're not in a storm, but if you are, I pray God that you can navigate it well. But I also pray that you're encouraged to know that, hey, even in a storm, the sun is going to shine again. And so, again, be resilient. Now that, you know, you can strengthen that just through practice. Be, you know, persevere through it, but just don't give up. Each setback we encounter provides us an opportunity to build resilience, y'all. So learn from these experiences and emerge with newfound wisdom. Emerge with, as a better person in life. And I'm praying for you. Pray for me. And because I know I'm getting off these crutches soon. I'm doing what he said, the antibiotics. I'm elevating. I'm not moving around. But again, I got medical storms right now, but somebody else may have a real life storm. My daughter's family is experiencing a loss storm. And, you know, what's your storm? And how are you handling your storm? How will you handle your storm? How will you look back on this storm and go, Lord, say, Lord, show me. What is in this storm that you want me to learn? What is it you want me to glean from it? But Lord, keep me. Keep me from blowing away in it. You know, Lord, keep me. Lord, I trust. With all my heart, with all my soul, I give it to you, Lord. I know that you're working it for my good, because I know I'm called according to your purpose. I know you love me. So for those that he loved, that are called according to his purpose. So I know you're working it for my good. I don't see it right now, Lord, but I know anytime we're in a storm, God got something coming for us. Anytime, baby, that's a setup. So the one thing, man, let me get off of here, but the one thing you can be encouraged by that storm, God up to something. You ever seen anytime you're in a storm, whenever you come up out that sucker, something good is about to happen. The devil only bother those who ain't, you know. But even when God allows you to go through that storm, when God allows that thing, and there's some things God break your butt for because you won't do it yourself. Some of us got to be in a storm because you ain't going to leave old Roscoe alone without the storm. Rocking Willie, you ain't gonna leave Willie alone until you come up out that storm. God will cause a whole storm just for you to get your mind right. You just gotta have Willie. But baby, he will bring Willie up out of there. I promise you, he will cause some storms. There's some things you don't want God to shake up. Some things your butt just want to come on up out of there. So y'all be blessed, be encouraged. I just wanted to come on and share because I wasn't on last week. Again, I was in my own little storms and stuff, but I always want to be able to encourage someone. And I always thank God for Jesus that he even allowed even my journey for you to be a part of my journey to know that, hey, I made it. I'm over here on crutches, but guess what? I'm all right. My hand came out okay, even though I kind of popped it open a little bit, but I was by myself. So I tell people, yeah, that's a storm now. The stitches about popped out, but hey, I need my right hand. So anyway, y'all be encouraged. I love you. Until next time. God bless.